This is Fox News.
Pass the gravy.
I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's
pass
like a desert
gravy
in my mouth.
Gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy boat.
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat, I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
We want you. We want you. Cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you. We want you. Cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you. We want you. Cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you. We want you.
Playing Thanksgiving's greatest hits, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. That would include thoughts on the holiday from Morgan Freeman. We haven't heard these since last year, so I've forgotten just how macabre they actually are.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman.
I love it.
Growing up, Thanksgiving was always an exciting time in my house. We invited our friends and family over for food, fun, and of course, gerbil tennis. Morgan, you're telling me you used to play tennis with a gerbil? No, silly. Two gerbils. After all, what if one went over the fence? By then, Grandma would be good and drunk, so we'd root through her purse and replace the blood pressure medication with Tic Tacs. After that, it would be time to eat. Now, the tables were always laid out the same. One for the adults, one for the kids, and one for Davy, my cousin born with a funny-shaped head who spent all day drooling. Of course, all that turkey made us drowsy, which is why we'd always follow our meal with a thick line of cocaine. Ah, yes. Thanksgiving with the Freemans. Good times.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
Great times.
403. What do you make of this whole Trump-Macron thing? I really don't have a problem with it.
I think they're going at each other.
Macron is very unpopular in his own country.
Yeah.
Now, it's possible that, who knows, I don't know how Trump is perceived over there, but it could be that Trump picking on him may actually raise his stock a little bit. But it's 21%. Think about that. 71% disapprove of this idiot. How many times have we seen this happen in these European countries? They find this flavor of the day, this hot young guy. Kind of reminds me of the French Beto O'Rourke from Texas. We haven't heard the last from him. We should call our buddy Mr. Blackman tomorrow or send him a note, see if he's available for a few minutes. He's always good to talk to. I'm looking for people that can provide me a level of therapy, you see.
I mean, Macron did take the occasion marking the end of, 100-year anniversary marking the end of World War I to really take down Trump in a way, talking about nationalism as a betrayal of patriotism and these sort of ideas. I mean, that word nationalism has been thrown around by all different types. If nationalism in the American sense means we love the Constitution and American ideals and we believe in defending these things, well, that's a good type of nationalism. It could mean other things that aren't good. I don't know.
When are Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Thomason coming back?
I have that marked on the calendar. I believe that is after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Is my guess. I think on the 26th.
26th, yes. Okay. I know if I try and save the story, I'll forget it. This is from Texas. Kimberly Saddleben Stittler. That's a mouthful of a last name. Saddleben Stittler.
Saddleben Stittler.
No, hang on. It's Saddleben.
Saddleben.
Stittler.
Stittler.
Saddleben Stittler held her breath for just a second as she squeezed the trigger of the scoped rifle. When the glow of that great big orange explosion lit up her face Saturday night, she says waves of relief, or maybe it was adrenaline, flowed through the rest of her body. The garage-sized fireball had just killed her wedding dress. Her marriage of 14 years had finally been put out of its misery the day before in a Medina County courtroom. family members say.
Mm-hmm.
So
she took a flamethrower to her old wedding dress?
Yeah, actually, we have audio from this event.
I think she needs a little more time before she starts dating again.
Probably. Yeah. I know I'd want that if I had...
Go, Kim, go!
3, 2, 1...
That's her wedding dress. People heard that explosion from 15 miles away.
What exactly did she use?
She threw a party for 40 guests.
Sure.
At her dad's farm. Poor daddy probably paid for that dress too. Rigged the dress with 20 pounds of explosives and shot it with a rifle from 200 yards away.
So it wasn't even a flamethrower. Shot it with a rifle to set off the C4, I guess.
She hit it on the first fire. And you gotta love a woman who knows how to handle a gun.
Yeah, it's like that ending scene in Jaws.
But man,
he hits that shark right in the mouth.
Well, that's kind of a lucky shot there because he's balancing himself on the mast of the ship as it's about to sink. He's like 3 feet over the water, and the shark just happens to chomping on an oxygen tank.
Mythbusters did a great episode on that, and like when people shoot out gasoline tanks. And
so is that scene legit in Jaws?
It's not legit. Like they shot, you know, nitrogen or oxygen tanks. They shot car gasoline tanks. Cars don't explode when you shoot it with a rifle.
Mm.
I mean, these other tanks don't either.
You mean in that scene in the first Naked Gun where Leslie Nielsen's car has 4 airbags sticking out the window? It almost runs him over, and then he shoots at it, and it bursts into flames. That doesn't happen?
No. Unless it's rigged for that to happen, like on a movie set.
You're destroying all my realities today. Anyway, that's... And Emily got quite excited on this story today.
There's one beer that stands out among the hundreds of beers that look alike in their brown and green bottles. That's Miller High Life in its clear, clean bottle. Because Miller makes it right, every glass of Miller High Life is always refreshing, satisfying, and really deep down good. Ask the man for Miller. For well over 115 years, it's been called... the champagne of beers.
And now it's out in a little champagne-type bottle.
My roommate told me this. I'm with Emily, old lady Hayes, on this one.
No, that's cool. It looks for... I've seen the pictures, and it's...
I love in that advertisement. It's like, and really, it's good.
Well, listen, you know, they... Yeah, I hate to say this. I always look through this kind of stuff from my own personal prism. And my beer drinking days.
Your history, yes.
And I really didn't drink a whole lot of beer, although I did get a whole case down in 1 4-hour period.
I was about to say, beer, it's very difficult to get the same level of drunk on beer as it is, let's say, with hard liquor. Very difficult.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't.
You can get pretty drunk, but not like you can with a fifth of something like Jack Daniels.
But I love the touch of sophistication, the clear glass bottle, the beautiful golden foam, when in fact I just wanted... I don't want to know who I am anymore. But I suppose that, you know, if you're having a party, maybe if I do a Christmas party this year at my place, I'll pick some of that up so I can look classy, you know?
Yeah.
Big Mike is on the phone.
The trucker.
Hey, Big
yes,
Mike.
Sir.
How are you?
How
man?
Y'all doing?
It's been a lonely afternoon so far, to be honest with you.
There you go. Hey, I heard you talking about that girl blowing up her dress. She probably used the stuff what they call Tannerite.
I wouldn't know. I have no expertise in explosives.
He's not very good with tools.
Except for my own temper.
Yeah, that Tannerite, you can actually buy it at any gun store, stuff like that, and you can set it up depending on the poundage that you use.
Mm-hmm.
The more you use, obviously, the bigger the bang, but some of that stuff could be, you can actually Google it, and some folks have actually hunted hogs with it and bait them up and put you a couple of 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 pounds of Tannerite, and you step back and you shoot it with a rifle, and it does exactly that. That stuff, you know, pretty dangerous, but it's fun to shoot as well.
Yeah, I have to try that sometime.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
What is it about that? That it's just blowing things up is a lot of fun.
It's just one of those things. Things that go bang, the louder the better there, right?
Yeah, we love fireworks. We love explosions.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. That's probably exactly what that was Tannerite.
You want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
Might as well.
Well, don't make it sound like you've been drafted. What is your month and date of birth?
10-1.
10-1, 10-4. All righty. Thanks,
sure appreciate
man.
It.
Anytime, and happy trucking. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a big explosion of any kind, whether it was for...
in person.
No, but the most long, massive explosion I ever saw was on Lake Michigan on the bicentennial, 4th of July, 1976. That was pretty amazing because they took the southern tip of the lake and they had, I think, 6 miles covered with fireworks displays.
Mm-hmm.
So when the thing went off, they were everywhere. And it was a very quiet, hot night, so the explosions were echoing off the tall buildings downtown, and that was pretty neat. That's about the closest. I never blowed nothing up. I remember a bit that John Candy used to do on SCTV. That blowed up real good.
I mean, I obviously didn't see it in person, but the Bikini Atoll nuclear test.
Yeah, I wish I could.
That is crazy.
I wish I could have... Honestly, would you go if you could see an atomic bomb blow up in a test like that?
Knowing what we know now, I might stay away, honestly. Like any sort of radiation. If I was far enough away, maybe so, yeah.
Yeah, that obviously. You'd want to be protected, but it has to be an unbelievable thing to see.
It is pretty remarkable. And just
that Bikini Atoll, they took all those military ships.
Right.
Position
and that one's incredible because it's the pillar of water that gets sent up into the air that is just remarkable to behold.
And then the shock wave that comes at the camera. Mike,
hey, how you guys doing?
How are you?
Great, man. I'm okay. I'm off work, so I'm doing better now.
Good.
Previous caller was mentioning Tannerite. You should look up the YouTube video. There's a guy that fills up an old refrigerator with it. And he stands behind a tree and he shoots that thing and it launches the door and it barely misses taking him out. I mean, it would have killed him for sure. It's an interesting video. There's a bunch of Tannerite videos on YouTube. You should take a look at them.
Let's do that. We got nothing else to do this afternoon. We've got steaks that are soaked in there.
A big shot, if I could, please.
Absolutely. Month and date of birth?
5/25.
All right, Mike, thank you so much. Recount Chaos in Florida. He says the governor is not responsible for recounts. His goal is that we follow the law. I don't know. I can't believe that it's been a week and a day since the election, and they still haven't declared. Oh, there's Yoda, the Broward County election supervisor. Kind of looks like Yoda, doesn't she? Somebody did a good meme on Facebook with her. She just looks like the shiftiest human being I've ever seen. And we've seen some shifty people in public service. Again, tomorrow, right after the show, we'll head over to Baumhauer's for fun and fellowship and camaraderie. And we hope you will join us if you're having if you're getting in the process. And by the way, this is a good time to bring it up. If you're in the process of planning an Iron Bowl event and you want it catered, that's really the easiest way to do it so you can enjoy your guests. Get your orders in now because at some point they will cut them off if they get, because they can only prepare so many catering orders at one time. So if you are thinking about ordering like a party tray of wings or something else from Baumhauer's, figure it out. Go to Baumhauer's.com or call them and get your order placed so that you don't miss out in advance of the game. And I do plan to go out during the game, during the first half, just because it blows me away at how everything in this town shuts down when that game is on. Master Thespian.
Greetings. You know, that's one of the reasons why I watched that show Mythbusters, the old one, because they would blow all sorts of stuff up. I got to see them blow up a cement mixer. They did one experiment where they took like 5,000 match heads and put them in a bucket, set fire to it, and it was the most satisfying kaboom. But you may be able to go either on YouTube or go on their Mythbusters website and see some of those really cool explosions.
Well, we might end up doing that this afternoon because there's not a whole lot of other crowd. I really don't want to talk politics. I got into a story that I thought was interesting on progressivism seeping into the world of sports, and that is not a good match. That is not a compatible match. That's not going to work well.
Yeah, people will turn off. They won't watch sports if they start having to listen to that too off.
Well,
seriously. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go, please.
I was going to say, another fun thing to look up on YouTube is liquid oxygen. There's a few really interesting videos where people are taking their grills, their charcoal grill, and then pouring some liquid oxygen on it to see what happens. Pretty much vaporizes the barbecue grill. It's pretty cool.
That sounds like a here hold my beer kind of video.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other really cool things to explode. Thermite. Look up thermite. That's fun. I would agree with Joey. I would not want to witness a nuclear blast going off. I'm okay with watching the film footage. There's too many weird things can happen if you're exposed to radiation.
The only reason I say that is I don't think that there's any way that any video can capture the true scope of a nuclear explosion.
Unless you're there, yeah. I agree. But
Thespian, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You
stay
too.
Dry.
Warhawk. Wow.
See you later.
Man, I swallowed that one.
Impressive.
If he's not at the Baumhauer's Big Shot Drunk, put him in 312.
Okay.
Pat?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hearing y'all talk about blowing things up, I remember when I was a kid, I'm 64 and I was probably 10 at the time, my dad was doing battle with a wild rose bush that was next to our driveway.
Yeah.
And it was winning. He got busy and he drove a piece of steel pipe into the ground and pulled it back out and made a nice hole, and he walked out to our barn and he came back with a half a stick of dynamite, about 18 inches of fuse, and put a blasting cap on it and dropped it down that hole, and it turned that mountain rose into a kind of like a fireworks thing going up in the air. It's kind of a pretty sight. But he won the final battle. half a stick of dynamite will take a wild rose out of the ground every time.
The final countdown, eh?
It was like I said, I still remember it. It was nice to watch.
I'm glad he prevailed. I'm glad. Good for him too.
Yeah, so, y'all have a blessed day. Today, actually, I didn't think about that until just now. Today's his birthday. If he's still alive, he'd be 105 years old. But,
wow.
He's been gone for 49 years, but he was trained in dynamite years ago during the...
You touched a lot of people with this memory. You really did.
Yeah. I remember. So, Greg, you have a blessed day.
You too. I was telling somebody the other day, we were talking about our dads. My father, who went through 4 years of hell in World War II, would never, he would have stressed out or stroked out watching what's happened in this country. If he had made it past 2000, he would have just not been able to deal with that. East of the Rockies.
Hey, welcome to Playing with Matches on the radio today. I love this. This is, you know, it brings out the adolescents and even the oldest of us. Hey, look, maybe our friend, what do you call him, Joey, Southern Woods?
Yeah.
Maybe he could comment on this. I will never forget 1975, 76, somewhere in there. We had a big explosion in our neighborhood. And it literally, it's just like in the movies, it shook everything. I mean, we all shook. And we all ran outside. Everybody in the neighborhood were in pajamas and robes. We ran down the street, and my neighbor's air conditioner unit exploded, and I never could remember why that happened.
Wow.
Some kind of gas, but I don't know what the explanation was for that.
Well, buildup in gas can cause an explosion.
You're
Yeah. But I mean, for a moment, our living room was like the set of the Enterprise. You know, I mean, everything shook. So, well, listen, put me in for the Baumhauer six shot 11-21. I'm looking forward to winning and inviting everybody over.
Okay, thanks. Now, East, if you will, we don't have the podcast up now, obviously, but go back and listen to it. I want you to hear how you sounded on your phone.
You didn't were going, sound good.
Well, it would get good, then it would go like we could barely hear you, and then in, and I don't know if you were moving around or what, but that's at 421 on the podcast once it's up, because you may need a new phone. It's not our job to tell you you need a new phone. We just want to take good care of you. I mentioned Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys that specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Their number is 819-4810, and to really appreciate the difference they make, you got to hear it from the people who have retained them and used them to navigate a divorce situation. Because under the best of circumstances, and I've had both, I've had the ambush divorce, I've had the it's time to go in our separate directions divorce, and I had that crazy second wife. Here's the thing. No matter what circumstance, it is a major life-changing period of time. It is a time of transition. And routines are going to change. There's going to be a lot for you as an individual to deal with. Let them take care of the legal battles. They specialize in representing men in these situations. They are smart, they are tough, and they will look out for your best interests so that you can focus on you and come out on the other side feeling whole and intact and excited about moving on with your life. See, if you're going to go through it, the goal should be once it's in the rearview mirror to be able to move forward with that precious gift of life on a day-at-a-time basis, feeling intact, and not like you were just left in a pile of pieces following. They can be reached directly at 819-4810. If you would like to learn more about them and the difference they've made for men in matters of divorce, visit them online at divorceformenalabama.com. No harm done recommending that website to somebody who is struggling with a divorce situation. Or again, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The long, wet day. Let's see how the road... Oh, we just got a fresh update. Something happened.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Very heavy on East Boulevard from about Lagoon Park all the way down past I-85 and almost to Vaughan Road on the Eastern Boulevard, so be very careful there. Also seeing a lot of hang-ups around the big intersections on Atlanta Highway, around Taylor Road, around Bell Road, and as you come down around Coliseum, all the way into the downtown area, traffic is pretty heavy. And also seeing a slowdown on 85 northbound, that'll be between South Union and Ann Street. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off, and pearls are 25% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry during their moving sale. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Rain and the threat of flooding continue across the northern Gulf Coast. Forecasters say unofficial rainfall totals show parts of Alabama received as much as 3.5 inches of rain on Monday, and it's still raining today. Police are investigating what led to a shooting in southwest Montgomery. It happened in the 4700 block of the Mobile Highway last night. One man was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made in the case. Officials at the University of Alabama say they've recovered 3 Native American artifacts stolen nearly 40 years ago. Archaeologists hope the discovery helps unravel a mystery that began back in 1980. That's when dozens of items were taken from a repository at Alabama's Moundville Archaeological Park. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Hang in there. Still a depressing forecast through tomorrow, at least. Things will start to get a little bit better on Thursday. For tonight, periods of rain. Overnight low temperature falls to about 42. A little gusty on the northwesterly winds. Tomorrow, periods of rain again. Another cold day with a high temperature barely up to about 49. Chance of showers early Thursday. A chilly day with a high around 47. Mostly cloudy, but a few sun breaks late in the day, maybe. I think we're down to close to freezing. First thing Friday morning around dawn. Sunshine Friday. That'll be nice. Highs in the 50s. Then a great weekend forecast. With plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday, highs well up in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hey there, everybody. I was just observing I just got one of those weather alerts. And there is, you're going to love hearing this. Boy, there's a lot more rain coming.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's light rain, and it extends, unlike yesterday, where we had some pretty heavy thunderstorms from about 4:30 on. This extends all the way back deep into Mississippi. So it's going to be continuing as it is, so long after it gets dark. Now, 84 is called to help us out with a little conundrum that came up on how an air conditioner explodes.
Okay, here's what happened. It didn't technically explode. What he heard, the way an air conditioner works, to try to not get in teacher's mode, but it has a compressor in it. And a compressor is just like an air compressor. Like when you need to put air in your tire, right? You got a little air compressor and you hear it running. It's sucking air out of the atmosphere and it's compressing that air and raising the pressure of it. And normally, like your car tire uses like 35 psi, pounds per square inch. Okay, so kick your tire, that's about how much pressure is 35 psi. Mm. Well, in an air conditioner, you have a closed system. It's doing the same thing. It's drawing in a vapor and compressing it and raising the pressure of it, but it's a closed system. It's not drawing in outside air. It's just taking the refrigerant and doing that with it. Well, inside, if you look inside your unit outside, there's a little oblong black thing. It might be a cylinder. It might be completely round. And that's sucking in a vapor at approximately, at that time, about 70 PSI, and it's compressing that down to 250 to 275, maybe 300, maybe 325 PSI. Now, remember, your tire is at 35 PSI. If you ever heard a tire explode, you imagine if that motor in there that's turning your compressor, if it shorts out and it blows the electrical connections out, that gas escapes at 300 and some odd pounds of pressure at once. There's also oil inside that compressor, which can ignite and blow a flame out of it. I've seen it. It's very dangerous and hazardous. So that's what East heard, was what we call a compressor shorting out and blowing the seals out of the compressor, is what he heard.
Wow.
That's so probably about what it sounded like.
Man.
Does this happen often?
Yeah, it actually does. It's a pretty common occurrence. I mean, it's not like an everyday thing.
Right.
It's generally, I'm going to go into teacher's mode. It happens. It's not, it's about as common as a tire blowing out on your car. It's just something that every once in a while motors fail, and that's what happens. But I do have another exploding story.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
This is from back. We had a substitute teacher when I was in the 11th grade. And I kind of paid attention in science class.
Yeah.
And I might have kind of told the substitute teacher that our normal chemistry teacher let us go in the lab and play with the chemicals.
Right.
And she believed me. And I bootlegged a chunk of metallic potassium out of the lab. Do you know what happens when you introduce metallic potassium into water?
I have no idea.
It ignites and it pops if you use like just a little tiny half thimbleful.
Like that?
Well, that's what it does if you use a little bit. And I thought it would just be cool if you took a big old log of it, you know, say 4 inches long, sure, and an inch in diameter, and chunked it in.
4 inches describes a big old. You're talking about 4 inches in diameter, not length. Okay, much different.
And drop it into a toilet. Well, that's really not a very good idea. It will shoot a flame approximately 10 foot into the ceiling, and it will make an explosion and fill up an entire high school with smoke. Is what I've been told. And during break, you can run out into the hall and 200 students will be standing dead silent and about 12 teachers grabbing you and dragging you to the office.
Right.
That's what
hypothetically,
I've heard now.
Right.
Oh, yes. But we blew a toilet up at Hooper Academy. And that was, me and Jamie Clawson.
Oh, so now you're naming names. I wonder if the statute of limitations, you could get suspended again.
You never cease to amaze me.
I went to a Chicago public high school. We didn't do any of that kind of stuff.
Wait, did he just share a lame-ass story with us, Greg?
I believe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, at least I didn't swim naked.
I didn't swim naked because I thought it would be fun. I swam naked because that was the rule.
Right. We were required.
What I thought was really twisted about the whole thing was the day Mr. Curtin, our former Marine Drill Sergeant PE teacher, said, okay, you guys are disappointing or whatever it was he said, and made us walk the perimeter of the pool on those tiny little tiles in our knees.
Goodness.
You have no idea how much that hurt.
I just really am thinking there are more issues there other than the sanitary issues of swimming with trunks on.
No, but 50, I mean, you know, these classes are always double. So there's 50 guys. We're doing laps. We're doing whatever, you know. And then for whatever reason, he said, okay, I want the entire class on its knees. And you're to walk the perimeter of the pool on your knees. And I had terrible knees, and it hurt like hell.
That's disturbing.
I know. It never occurred to us that it might be sick and twisted because we were so naive then.
But also, speaking of sick and twisted and explosion stories, it's been a while since you've told the Dolly Parton story.
Oh, God. Nobody wants to hear that today.
I would love to hear that. What would you, 84?
I would love nothing more than to hear another one of Greg's lame-ass stories.
Well,
I love them.
That's an old one. That's an old
and
one.
And we haven't heard it in ages.
Write the damn book, Greg.
Yeah, no.
Write the book.
I'll buy a desk.
I'll buy the computer. I'll buy it if you'll write the book.
I just need a little desktop, simple desktop that can go online and has Microsoft Word, and I'll be ready to go.
All right. I'm going to bring it to you, and I want the book.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Keep thank you, 84. And thank you again for what you did last week. Now, yeah, he's so much fun, but he's such a great guy. And when my neighbor's large dog passed away last week, she was so upset. 84 to the rescue. And I'll tell you, the guy just is one hell of a dude.
He really is.
On the other hand, that gym teacher that made us walk on our knees naked around a pool, that was twisted. I mean, that was really sick.
Creepy.
Days like this, where it's cold, and now I've been going outside just to cool down. For some reason, the studio is warm today. And there is more rain coming. But much colder air is also headed our way. And the question is, are you ready? Well, if you haven't called Clark's, this would be a good time to do it, 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Say, I'd like to make sure that my system is ready for the winter weather that's coming in. And for $159 fee, that's an annual guarantee of two tune-ups to your system and priority service should anything go wrong. Urgent care. We're on the way. 24/7 protection from the best in the business. They hire the best HVAC technicians, the most talented plumbers. Everybody is thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis. And I'm telling you, the first time you have contact with a Clark's employee, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. This is a salt of the earth type of group. They really are. You'll want to make sure that they're refreshed. Do you need a sandwich? I mean, they're that nice. They elicit that type of response from you just by the way they comport themselves. I'm not exaggerating. People have said that back to me, and I say it with 100% confidence. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama, certification number 99004.
Alabama!
Certification number 99004. Traffic and weather together.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic getting word of an accident in Deetsville on County Road 40. It's eastbound near Lambert Road, so careful over in that area. Still seeing a lot of heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard from Lagoon Park all the way down to I-85. Still a little bit of slow traffic on 85 northbound right around Ann Street. As far as the Chantilly Parkway area out to Pike Road, that's all clear. The rest of the Haunted Highway looking pretty good so far this afternoon. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, it's time for the
incorrigible
Rich Thomas updated forecast, followed by Fox Business and their explanation why today was a sucko market. But Brant McDonald will tell us more right after 5.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hang in there. Still a depressing forecast through tomorrow. At least things will start to get a little bit better on Thursday. For tonight, periods of rain. Overnight low temperature falls to about 42. A little gusty on the northwesterly winds. Tomorrow, periods of rain again. Another cold day with a high temperature barely up to about 49. Chance of showers early Thursday. A chilly day with a high around 47. Mostly cloudy, but a few sunbreaks late in the day, maybe. I think we're down to close to freezing. First thing Friday morning around dawn. Sunshine Friday. That'll be nice. Highs in the 50s. Then a great weekend forecast. With plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Highs well up in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Today's show is brought to you by Copenhagen-Dazs, the new ice cream flavored tobacco. Copenhagen-Dazs, now a new wintergreen marble fudge.
From the Fox Business Network, Amazon officially picking two towns for its new headquarters. The online retail giant confirming it will split its second headquarters between New York City and Arlington, Virginia. More than 230 cities initially bid for the coveted prize. Each location will get more than 25,000 new workers with an average wage topping $150,000. Amazon also announcing it will open a new operations center in Nashville that will create around 5,000 jobs. A different story at Starbucks. The coffee seller planning planning to cut its corporate workforce by 5%. That works out to around 350 white-collar jobs. Meanwhile, more folks may be saying happy holidays this season because more than one in three Americans say they plan to spend at least $500 on holiday shopping. That's up from 2017. The same survey from WalletHub says 6 in 10 Americans feel financially better off now compared to 2017. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot had an accident while out of town recently at a granddaughter's wedding, and I understand you got some people to thank.
I'd like to thank everybody for being so wonderful to me. I'm still in a wheelchair for a while, but hopefully that'll come to an end pretty soon. After my accident in Seattle, I got so many cards and so many phone calls and care packages that I just want to say thank you, that I've got the best friends and customers in the whole wide world.
Sometimes it takes something like this to realize how many people care for us.
That's so true, Larry. I have been astonished at the amount of cards I've gotten. When I was in Seattle in rehab, the little gray lady was astounded with all of the cards that I got every day. She said, "You sure are popular." I said, "I've got great friends."
And you have a big event coming up.
Christmas open house is December the 1st. It's Saturday, and it's 9 to 6. We'll serve some light refreshments from 12 until 4, but there will be tremendous sales.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections. Pick out something. Let us make it. Whatever it is, we're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. Growing up, Thanksgiving was always a big day in my house. We'd gather around the table for a gigantic feast with cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and, of course, bald eagle. Bald eagle's good eating, especially with a side of baby seal. Afterwards, we'd smear leftover cranberry sauce on the walls, call the cops, and say there'd been a murder in the house. By then, it'd be time to watch football. But those games got boring. So we'd strap on the flamethrowers and set the neighbor's house on fire. Using the smoke as a diversion, we'd steal their car, drive into the woods, and use acorns and sticks to build an altar to my dark lord Satan while injecting horse tranquilizer between our toes. Ah, yes. Thanksgiving with the Freemans. Good times.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, Brandt is may not be available next hour.
Yeah, I don't believe so. He texted me earlier.
Well, how about if I do the financial news then?
Okay.
I've been talking to Brandt for, gosh, 8-9 years. I'll explain why the market went down. Democrats. Thank you. Let's take this call from Parker.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Parker. What's happening, buddy?
We're just listening.
Yeah.
And that Tuesday was really weird.
The what?
We were walking around the school naked.
Oh, well, Parker, we weren't walking around the school naked.
I know.
The pool.
But yeah. You see, that was the rule in the Chicago public schools. You can look it up on Wikipedia. It's actually there.
What?
So, you don't have to worry about that.
No. I didn't think it said.
Yes? Well, what are you trying to tell me here, Parker? Are you with an adult?
Yeah, my Nana.
Your Nana?
Jennifer.
Ragtop.
Oh! What would you like to know about me walking on my knees naked? Brother.
You wanted to call and say that was really messed up.
Yeah, it was. It was messed up. No doubt about it. It is. Let me say this.
What?
I'm talking to you. Listen, Parker, you and Grandma have a nice afternoon, okay?
Okay.
And call again. It was fun to talk to you.
And plus, we're already at the house.
Okay, well, good. Next time, let's talk baseball or something like that.
Okay.
Thanks, Ragtop. What?
Turn off the TV pot.
Oh. That happens once in a while.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched this do that thing with CBS 8 in the morning?
No. I now have a means to do it, though.
Oh, that's
before,
right.
Before, I didn't have any TV.
You guys are unplugged.
Well,
right?
But now we have Hulu Live.
Oh.
So I can probably catch it.
Oh.
Now, I've heard all about it. Emily's filled me in on a lot of y'all segments.
No, they're fun.
Usually, at that time, you do it at 6:40 in the morning, right?
Right.
I'm usually in the middle of a workout at that point.
Oh.
I'm awake.
What's her name? What? At 6:40?
I wish it was her. No, it's a DDPY, brother.
DDPY. What's a...
Yeah.
DDPY?
Yoga. But he's calling it DDPY now because he's like, stop calling my crap yoga. Even though I was calling it yoga before. It's confusing.
Let's take a quick look at ratings from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And see how the News Talk format is performing. it often portends what we can expect. See, we're not a large market per se.
No.
But larger markets get monthly trends. We do not get that here. But sometimes it's like oldies formats sometimes get hot again. And you'll look at various markets around the country and you'll see that that particular format is performing or overperforming in a lot of places. Sometimes it's country, classic rock, it depends. But, and we only get the top five stations in the markets that we look at. Like, for example, Des Moines. Who? The big who? Which is...
Like, the who?
No, W-H. I think that's the same station. I think that's the same station that, that Ronald Reagan worked on.
Why?
I don't know what city W-H-Y is in. But who is in Des Moines?
Oh, Des Moines.
They had a really big bump.
Okay.
Bump in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. Let's see.
A lot
see.
Of bumps going on.
Big in Spokane, Washington. Big bump there. And didn't make time.
No, I think actually this gridlock.
Yes.
With the Democrats taking the House, good for our business. Think we'll actually.
How many times did I say between 1992, between 2009 and 2016, sucked as a president, but good for business for
right.
us. Yeah, we became sort of like an on-air therapy station. Anyway, that's all. That's all that's available today.
You know, and I don't know if this is an appropriate topic. But it's in the news. It's in Time Magazine.
Yes.
All sorts of different publications.
Yes.
And it started in Time Magazine. A guy named Tim Alberta.
Yes.
And, well, he wrote it in... He's a political reporter. He wrote, How the GOP Gave Up on Porn.
Yeah, I saw the headline. Was that on Drudge?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So what was the point of that? I wanted to look at it.
Well, he does a little history of how, like, you know, Dan talks about it. Reagan in the 80s had the, you know, the commission on pornography and other smut. And, you know, some of the stuff, it's really bad. But there was scares in the 70s, scares in the 80s. It kind of went away in the 90s in terms of taking down pornography proper. So Clinton shifted the focus to child pornography and stopping child sex trafficking. And with the rise of the internet, though, we just mentioned it earlier. The three of the top 10 websites, 6, 7, and 8, are pornography sites.
And last time it was, I think, 7, 8, and 10, or 6, 7, and 10.
And they're all streaming free sites. So even people who perform in the industry who try to curate and do responsible porn, so to speak. It's out there. Read the stuff. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, no, I'm not mocking it. But what did I say a couple of weeks ago? To me, it is the last escape in our society of political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens on those sites is what most of us think is... I mean, obviously some of it's a little bit out there, but it's men and women who are vigorously involved in having a great time.
Yes.
And they get paid to do it.
Well, and a writer that I enjoy, Elizabeth Nolan Brown, she essentially takes Alberta to task, saying that if you think the authorities on the right or the left have given up trying to ban it or constrict porn, you're not watching. And this is sort of Elizabeth Nolan Brown's specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And she lists all sorts of examples of Republicans trying to reduce access, but people on the left, feminists too. It's the old coalition that was back in the 80s. And honestly, good luck with that. The one that seems the most heinous, imagine having to talk to your kid. If you give them a cell phone, and God forbid your little kid, your maybe young teenager or younger than that, is being stupid and takes a picture of themselves naked and sends it to one of their buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kids doing stupid
right.
stuff. And
but
that,
it's on your phone.
They can be charged with child trafficking.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So make sure your kid can't access your phone.
Don't even give them a phone if that's a possibility. I mean, it's complicated, and I'm not for banning it.
The whole thing with phones changed with 9/11.
Yeah.
We had no intention of giving Janelle a phone until 9/11. And then when we could not make contact with her or the school, lines are busy, everything else, we decided to get her a phone, but with very restricted use. And then when she was 16, we removed, you know, the restrictions, because, and everybody was at that time. But prior to that, it was never even a consideration. Maybe a pager, but a pager. Hey, anybody out there got to give us a page right now?
No.
Well, it has changed. I think things have changed with technology a lot, but I think most of the scares over pornography are just that, scares.
It is the last place left that the sickness of political correctness has infected it. I'm not, hey, great, you know, spend the rest of your life watching naughty things, but as this may sound strange, but to me, it's the last place where real normalcy exists. Because we keep trying to deny that we're these sexual creatures, because that's what society wants us to be. There's 38 genders, and there's this, and cis, and trans, and oh my God. It's the, oh, big simus over the Victoria's Secret's fashion show because of a word they used. And they're going to put that company out of business, but unfortunately, they're helping them out. Anyway, we got to take a break here at the top of the hour. From our friends at Montgomery Eye Physicians, another great long-term sponsor, it's an honor to represent Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin at this incredible business that's been around since the end of World War II. And this holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. We've had listeners do this. What could be better than having your vision restored so you don't need glasses or contacts, or you'd have to go to Costco and buy those three packs of readers every couple of months like I do? And I always will, because unfortunately my vision cannot be fixed with LASIK. But I would have had it done if I could. At Montgomery Eye, you'll work with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technology and techniques to provide the highest level of care. If you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on elective vision procedures. For more information, visit them. They're right across from Chappie's on Vermont, or call them at 271-3804, 271-3804. From lenses to LASIK and all in between, our friends at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK wish you the happiest holiday season possible, and you can also check them out on onlinemep.com.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A new accident reported on Ann Street at Highland. So careful over that way. Interstate systems look pretty good. The boulevard is running along pretty well. Over on 231, the Wetumpka Highway, in front of the casino, they're still having a little traffic issue there with that accident right in front of the casino. So watch out if you happen to be up that way. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State is going on now. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community